It's December 31st, 2017. Welcome to Sunday at CMU. I'm your host, Aaron Epp. You are listening to a weekly radio program of Canadian Mennonite University. CMU is a university of the church in the world. I invite you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your son to earth as a baby so many years ago. Thank you that he paid the punishment for our sins by dying on the cross. And thank you that he rose again to prove that death was truly defeated. We place our trust in you to be our Savior. Guide us through the dark times of life and give us courage to live for you. Amen.
Thank you.
Our speaker on the program this Christmas season is Dr. Andrew Dick, Assistant Professor of Ministry Studies at CMU. Thank you, Andrew, for taking the time to speak to us.
Merry Christmas! After 4 weeks of anticipating Christ's advent, it's wonderful to have 12 days of celebrating Jesus Christ's arrival into this world and into our lives. Welcome to the seventh day of Christmas. Before we listen to today's gospel story, I have a question. What can churches offer mature Christians who experience doubts in their faith? Perhaps the church or someone in the church has disappointed or wounded you so that you're not sure you can trust the Christian way. Or perhaps you're at a stage where the pillars of your faith, the scriptures and convictions that once held you, now seem hollow. Illnesses, financial reversals, or family disintegration can make old words seem like platitudes instead of inspiration, so that you're not sure how to believe in Christ or whether to continue with the church. Or maybe you're simply at the age where you know you may not live much longer, and you feel some guilt or recriminations for the way you've lived, and you wonder whether you did enough for God, whether you actually had a true faith in Christ, so that you're questioning whether God will receive you. Or perhaps you've simply become disoriented about your faith, and you feel that your church won't provide a context in which to process those struggles. In short, what can churches offer mature Christians who have doubts in their faith? Luke offers a story about a mature follower of God who had good reasons to doubt God. Listen to the gospel according to Luke chapter 2, verses 22 to 35. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, Joseph and Mary brought Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice, according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the nations, and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Simeon was a righteous, devout, Spirit-led believer, probably well on in years, and he lived with unfulfilled desires. He'd been waiting for Yahweh to console and encourage God's people. For a long time he'd been waiting. And then God surprised Simeon. Simeon saw Jesus. And in this child, Simeon saw the salvation God had promised. But look carefully at exactly what Simeon saw. He saw a one-month-old baby. He saw two poor parents offering a small sacrifice. And he saw a future of conflict and division and piercing pain. What Simeon saw gave good reason to doubt God and God's promises. And yet, that's not what happened. Amidst these triggers for doubt, Simeon prayed. He praised God for bringing all humanity the light that saves, and he declared that he had seen God's grace for everyone. Instead of doubting, Simeon prayed. Now, the Bible's prayers don't simply teach us about prayer. The Bible's prayers, in fact, are models and patterns for praying, for our praying. And I've discovered that praying Scripture's prayers is one of the best ways to sustain us through doubts and questions. Ever since the 4th century, Christians have prayed Simeon's prayer. In Latin, the first words of his prayer are "Nunc dimittis," or in English, "Now you may dismiss." Many different churches incorporate this prayer, the Nunc Dimittis, into end-of-the-day prayers, whether Vespers, Compline, or Evensong. When darkness comes, and many of us find it easy to be pessimistic and fearful, maybe even doubting God, the Nunc Dimittis offers a prayer of faith and praise that addresses our doubts. Simeon's prayer helps us realize that we too may be able to see God's salvation right where we are today. So if you're in a season of spiritual disorientation, I invite you to pray Simeon's prayer every evening for the next few months. Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you've prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the nations, and for glory to your people Israel. If you pray this prayer one evening after the next, I encourage you to pay attention to whatever you can see of life and of God. Like Simeon, what you see may be mundane or painful or incomplete. But also like Simeon, I'm confident that in time, you too will see God's salvation, Jesus. As the Holy Spirit surprised Simeon, may the Holy Spirit surprise you.
Thank you for joining me this morning for Sunday at CMU. I invite you to pray for our mission of Christian University Education. You can send your comments and donations to Sunday at CMU, 500 Shaftesbury Boulevard, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3P 2N2, or email us at sunday@cmu.ca. Until next week, my prayer for you is this. May the God who gave us 2017, and the Savior who walked at our side each day, and the Spirit who filled us with life abundant, grace the coming year with peace and hope and joy. Amen.